The Poets of the 19th Century, An Introduction, Volume 4. This is a century for the history books. The Chinese curse of living in interesting times could not be more suited. A small island continued its expansion across the globe, bringing both good and evil in its march. Empires clashed. Revolution shook many. The industrial age was upon us. Poets spoke up against slavery, bringing social and political pressure upon an abominable horror. It was also the age of the Romantics. Shelley, Keats, Byron, lyrically Rapture, Tennyson, Arnold, Browning rode a century of sweeping change, of dynamism, and of great verse. Stanzas by Mary Shelley. Oh, come to me in dreams, my love. I will not ask a dearer bliss. Come with the starry beams, my love, and press mine eyelids with thy kiss. 'Twas thus, as ancient fables tell, love visited a Grecian maid, till she disturbed the sacred spell and woke to find her hopes betrayed. But gentle sleep shall veil my sight, and Psyche's lamp shall darkling be, when in the visions of the night thou dost renew thy vows to me. Then come to me in dreams, my love, I will not ask a dearer bliss. Come with the starry beams, my love, and press mine eyelids with thy kiss.
Love's Philosophy by Percy Bysshe Shelley. The fountains mingle with the river, and the rivers with the ocean. The winds of heaven mix forever with a sweet emotion. Nothing in the world is single. All things by a law divine in one spirit meet and mingle. Why not I with thine? See the mountains kiss high heaven, and the waves clasp one another. No sister flower would be forgiven if it disdained its brother. And the sunlight clasps the earth, and the moonbeams kiss the sea. What is all this sweet work worth if thou kiss not me?
To a Skylark by Percy Bysshe Shelley. Hail to thee, blithe spirit, bird thou never wert, that from heaven or near it pourest thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?